Good morning. Welcome to Apple Turnover for April 12th, 2023. My daughter's birthday. Happy birthday, Amelia. I hope the Mets win on your birthday. They didn't win the night before, dropping a frustrating loss to the San Diego Padres, 4-2. So let's go through this, okay? Here, what was the good of the game? The good of the game was that David Peterson looked okay. He delivered what I would think was clearly his best start of the season. The first four innings, he looked very, very good. His slider was, as our friend Dave C. wrote about, really electric. And, you know, he got into a little bit of trouble, but he was able to get out of it with good defense and with quality pitching. The only, you know, he gave up two earned runs when he left a pitch over the plate, and Manny Machado drove it for a two-run double. These things happen, and two runs against a good team is not the end of the world. Here's what's frustrating, though. The Mets had the bases loaded with no one out to start the game, and they did not score. They lost. I mean, they blew a couple of opportunities to come back throughout the game, and some of it was, you know, the things you'd expect, the lower half of the lineup not being what it should be. Some of it was Francisco Alvarez being totally overmatched. I don't know if it's nerves or adjustment to major league pitching or whatever it is, but he just looks absolutely lost at the plate right now. But the biggest issue for me was Buck Showalter going to Dennis Santana in the ninth inning. Santana has not shown much as a Met reliever. He came over very late in spring training off of waivers, and he's been, let's just call it bad, and gave up a two-run homer to Xander Bogaerts that put the Padres up by three, making it 4-1. The Mets did scratch out a run against Josh Hader in the ninth, but it was not enough. You know, Santana, to me, doesn't have a role in this team anymore. I understand they took him on waivers. Folks like Jeff Brigham had an option remaining, and so you give Santana the shot. He hasn't earned the shot. Get Brigham up here. Get rid of Santana. No offense. I'm sure he's a nice man, but he does not have a spot in this bullpen right now. He has been a disaster for the Mets thus far. Some more good. Tommy Pham made a really nice play in the outfield, getting a ball off the wall and preventing a double by getting it in second base very quickly. He singled home a run in the ninth. Pham was not my choice to make this club, or for the club to sign, rather. And while I'd still rather have some other players than him there, I think Pham's been pretty good so far. That's a nice surprise. Do I think it'll last? No, I don't. But, you know, that's okay. More bad, Pete Alonso got picked off first base by about 400 feet. Just a really, really bad play. Caught totally flat-footed. On a pickoff move by Ryan Weathers. If that last name sounds familiar to you, it's because his dad, David Weathers, pitched for the Mets from 2000 to 2002. I think that was it. Or was it 02 to 04? I think it was 02 to 04. My apologies. I should have looked that up beforehand. But David Weathers was, he pitched for 19 seasons, which is a crazy long career, mostly as a reliever for the Mets. And Weathers is a great pickoff move, the kid, Ryan Weathers, which his dad claims he learned from Andy Pettit, and he got Pete looking just really, really silly on the on that pickoff move. But, you know, the Mets, Pete also struck out in the first inning with the bases loaded, but again, I'm not going to harp on that too much. Players do strike out, and it was a good pitch that got him. But Weathers did not have a great start to the season, and or a great start to his career, really, but made the Mets look like he was Nolan Ryan tonight, which just tends to happen with the Mets. But the good news of all of this is that Peterson looks to be figuring it out maybe a little bit. And if Peterson can be a reliable figure in the Mets rotation until Quintana is back, or sooner than that, until Verlander is back, that is a huge help, especially because it has been such a miserable experience watching Carlos Carrasco pitch as of late. So, you know, if you could have some sort of help there, it would be a very, very good thing. Tomorrow, Tyler McGill and Blake Snell face off at 1:10 p.m. in the last game of the series. Hopefully the Mets can take the series and make it two series in a row that they win. Taking two of three from the Marlins and two of three from the Padres would not be a bad way to have their first homestand go, especially because they're going to the West Coast on a 10-day road trip after this. All right, so too long, didn't read. Peterson was fine. Dennis Santana was not. Francisco Alvarez needs to calm down a little bit. Tommy Pham has been surprisingly good. And the Mets need to win tomorrow's game to stay above 500. They are to get back to a winning record. They are currently at 500 right now. Anyway, that's it for Apple Turnover for today. Thank you so much for listening. Go to patreon.com/homerunapplesauce to support your podcasters directly. Follow me on Twitter @BrianNeedsANap. And until next time, let's go Mets.